Hi, this is Cambridge Riffs, broadcasting from Cambridge, England, on a windy, chilly day at the end of May, actually. And what we do is we play a great selection of bands from Cambridge and the surrounding area. And we've got a good show today, a bit of rock, a bit of punk, a bit of electronic dance, a couple of nice acoustic tracks. But to start with, a fantastic band, New World Record, with a song called Ends.
The end is not a hiding place. I'll shake your hand and go. This time it bleeds without a trace, in a measure of its own. Don't look back, she's not awake. Withdraw the main lights from view. The ghost will take the life from you. But you are nothing without your fears. And you are nothing without your fears. And you are nothing without your fears. No. You're still everything to me. Now the shadows creep across the floors of the places I can't leave. And bottles hold and bottles break, but draw the spotlight from view. Cause specters give, but ghosts will take the life from you. Cause you are nothing without your fears. And you are nothing without your fears. And you are nothing without your fears. No.
Fantastic. That was New World Record with a song called Ends. So on New World Records' website, it says that they've recently teamed up with Heavenly Records, who are a record label, presumably, and they've got, I checked them out, they've got Ed Harcourt on the label and The Vine, so that's pretty good. So, yeah, so hopefully it started big things for New World Record. They're a great band. Okay, so this next track is by a band called Video Star, and actually they're playing in Cambridge quite soon at The Loft on June the 6th, if you catch this in time. So go along there to hear them, and listen to this track first, which is called The Last to Jump. Video Star with The Last to Jump, great. You can check out the details of that band or any of the others on the show actually by going to our website, which is cambridgeriffs.co.uk, and you can find out links to their websites, and then you can go along and find out what other tracks they've got, and maybe on MySpace, things like that, and what gigs they're playing. So do that and find out all about them and go and see them. Okay, so this next song is it's, I said at the beginning, we've got some punk music on, and quite often when you have punk these days, you know, because like 1977, let's face it, was a long time ago. It's not, I don't really think it's right, you know, it's just too, you know, I don't know, too clean or too sort of, you know, well produced or something. But this band here, this track, it sounds exactly like the real spirit of 77. It's fantastic. The sort of the vocals, the playing, and the lyrics as well. It's so sort of, you know, it's got that sort of nihilistic, you know, angle, which the words go, "I'm so tired of being loved." And it's just, just really takes me back, you know. So here they are. It's a band called Ego, and it's a song called I'm So Tired. See what I mean? It's great, wasn't it? It just sort of reminded me of the Saints, you know, Stranded, that one. That's fantastic. Great song. And they've got some other songs as well on the on MySpace, so check them out. I think they've got one called King of the Outcasts, which is really good as well. So, yeah, okay, so that's Ego. And actually, I think there are two bands called Ego. It's a bit confusing, possibly both in Cambridge. So just follow our link and you'll get the right band. And maybe we'll check out the other Ego another time. Okay, so this next track is Opaque. I've just bought a copy of their new album, The Last Moustache, which is really good, actually. You should get it. You can, if you go to their website, you can find out how to get that. And it's got some of the songs that you'll know if you know the band already. But they've got sort of nice new recordings, slightly different versions, and some new songs as well. So it's really good. This is a nice one. I like this one. It's called Saucisson, and so it's by Opaque.
Très bon! Ouais, tu l'as ma saucisson. C'est bon. It's my magic wand. C'est bon. It won't be there for too long. I'll be wandering down the road from which I've come. Bonsoir. A drink on the bar. We chat, we laugh, we dance. I look into your eyes. Ah ha ha ha. I say, voulez-vous manger avec moi?
Jebu. Oh, Jebu. Ce soir, I'm going home with you. Say do, I get you back to your room.
Yeah, that was Opaque, Saucy Song. I'm not sure we should be playing songs that say, Trey Bond, you like my saucy song. But yeah, so only listen to this after 9 o'clock, kids. That was Opaque from their new album, The Last Moustache. And they've released a single off that already, which we played a couple of shows ago, called Are You Real? And they say that they want suggestions as to what the next single might be. So if you've got the album, go along to the website and you can vote what you want the next single to be. So... yeah, Opaque, check them out. Okay, so this next band is called Dave's Cousin's Band, and this one of the reasons I like to play this, because it's got a sort of, this line in which sometimes a line of a song catches you, and you think, what's that? What does that mean? And you think about it, you know, and there's this line in it that says, Artemisia's ashes make bitter tea, you know. I don't know what it means, but it just sounds sort of spooky and good, you know. So give this song a listen. Here it is, Dave's Cousin's Band, and the track is Artemisia's Ashes.
A bullet to the back is enough, dizzy act, when life is on the mental mori. Origami in her hand, a paper rose becomes a man. Every word unfolds her bitter story. Artemisia swore to never smile again. Artemisia's ashes washed in acid rain. Artemisia said she'd like to see the sea. She suffered on her own, so I powdered up her bones. I have poisoned her with empathy.
brushes make a stubborn stain. Or it's as easy as ashes thrown into the sea. Or it's as easy as ashes make a bitter tea.
Yeah, that was Dave's Cousins Band, Artemisia's Ashes. It's a great name for a band, Dave's Cousins Band, because it makes it sound as if you're just, you know, talking about somebody that you know, and it's not the name of the band. That's good. But the funny thing about it is, when I first heard it, I thought it was Dave Cousins Band. And Dave Cousins, some of you might know, is a chap who used to be in the band, I suppose, the early 70s, a man called Straubs. They had an album out called Grave New World and various other things, I think. And this chap, his voice sounds quite like Dave Cousins, actually. I think it does, anyway. I don't know what you think. Get in touch. Go to the website. Email us. Actually, it would be really nice to hear from some people if you're out there and you've just got a minute. Email through and say, you know, you like the show or what you know, any other bands that you think we should play. It would be great to hear from you. So get in touch with us. Okay, so this next track is an acoustic track, and I was thinking about the acoustic music that's around these days, you know, and there's some great stuff. I was in Norwich last night listening to some people playing acoustic music, and the good thing was that some of these guys were in sort of avant-garde bands that play electronic music with sort of electronic noises and things like Robert Wyatt numbers and that sort of stuff. There's a guy from a band called Goethoven who's doing this, but he was also singing this song, which drew very much on sort of traditional folk roots, you know, using sort of bits from folk songs and some of his own stuff as well. So it's really good to see some of that stuff going right across the board. And there's a lot of it about, and it's good, I think. This is a possibly more conventional acoustic number, but it's a nice song. It's by a chap called Cliff Ward, and it's called Thank You.
So hard, I worked so hard to get through to you. I can't get through. It's eating me up inside. Can't break this restless ride. Break right. Show you, love you so much, killing me, don't know where to go, lost without you. Give me everything I've ever wanted. I want to pay you back, but I don't know what will. Maybe I could write a song and play that instead. Done for me, you've been too kind. deserve you. Your patience amazes me. I can't believe you've stuck by me this whole time. Thank you. You give me everything I've ever wanted.
Cliff Ward with a song called Thank You. Pretty heartfelt lyrics in that one, I think. It's following in a line, great tradition of songs when you want to say something and the only way you can do it is write it in a song for somebody. Like that Bruce Springsteen one, Bobby Jean, you know. And there's lots of others. Okay, so here's something a bit different now. We've got some electronic music, some dance music by... a person called who calls himself 3DM, which stands for Deliberately Different Dance Music, and this song is called Psycho Disco.
Thank you.
Yeah, Psycho Disco by 3DM. That's good. Just tapping my foot along that one. That's good. Nice to have something a bit different. Okay, so this next chap is James Chadwick. I've played him before on the show once, I think. And I heard him at the Junction when they had that Cambridge Bands thing. And they had those sort of acoustic thing upstairs, and he was one of the people there. I'd never heard him live before, and he was fantastic. I mean, he's just a real spellbinding performer. So if you ever get a chance to see him, do, because it's just great, you know. And it was really good because he did this thing where he came down into the middle of the audience and sang without a microphone. It's really brave because, you know, there were people at the back were sort of talking, but I think people shut up when he did that, and it was just really nice, and it was very, very quiet. And he was doing this Leonard Cohen song called Hallelujah, and all the people in the sitting on the floor around were joining in with him, and it was just really good. Anyway, so this is one of his songs, and it's called The Last One.
Bury my body deep in the ground. This night was born to tie us down. Well, she was made to bury my life. This life is endless suicide. You've always got a need to see things your way. I don't think you think straight anyway. Sight for young eyes to see. Well, she was nothing new to me. Well, I was on the first floor while she was on the mezzanine. She came and she stole everything. You're not too clever, but she played me like an idiot. You're too good looking to be innocent. Now I know that she's almost gone. I'll just kiss each kiss just like it's the last one. Sleep alone and try my best just to cover up the loneliness. These waves of sadness, they break my skin. Well, they will kill me in the end. Somebody told me not to be afraid of the rain. Everything passes, then comes back again. Just like her love sets like the sun. She kisses me each time, as if it is the last one. I thought she'd gone. She came back to haunt me again.
Yeah, James Chadwick, great song, that one, The Last One. The thing I really like about that song is it sounds, doesn't sound as if it's composed as a song, it sounds as if it's about an actual real thing, you know, it's just almost jotted down as notes, you know. So it reminds me of the songs on Blood on the Tracks, which you feel they're really about something that happened to Bob Dylan. And that song had just that same sort of feel. That's really good. And also I like the way you rhymed mezzanine with whatever it was, everything or something. And that's a good Bob Dylan-y trick with an atrocious rhyme as well. Okay, yes, a great song, James Chadwick. Go and see him if you get a chance. Okay, so here's another great song, actually, by Dear Old Blighty. We've played them before as well, and I've been wanting to play this song for a while. I managed to slip it in here. It's a song called Insomnia. So here it is, Insomnia by Dear Old Blighty.
So hard to forget all these words in my head that should have let you need disappear when I go to sleep. I must stay tired. So hard to forget all of these words in my head. Let you me when I go to sleep. No, I go to sleep. No, I go to sleep. No, so hard to forget all these words in my head. Buzzing around like a bee, disappear when I go to so hard to forget.
Yeah, that was Insomnia by Dear Old Blighty. I think they've got a new recording of that, actually, which but I haven't managed to get my hands on that, so perhaps if I do, we'll play that someday. Yes, I really like that song, and I love the sound of the guitar at the beginning as well, with sort of chorus or whatever it is on it. It just sounds really good. And they're playing at a festival, a local festival called the Rockin' Beer Fest, which is in sort of August, I think, or something, up in sort of Huntingdon way. So check that out. Check out the website for that festival, and you can go and see Dear Old Blighty there, and loads of other good bands as well. Okay, so this is the last song. We've come to the last song, and I found this just browsing through MySpace, typing Cambridge into the search box and see what came up. And I've never come across these people before. It just shows what a great depth of music there is in the Cambridge area. It's a band called The Morning People, and they had three really good songs on there. And this is fantastic. It's just got really clever lyrics, makes you really want to listen to it, listen to what he's singing, which I like in a song. It's called They Did Something.
Shannon Tweed will be remembered, if at all, for her role as chief air stewardess. in 1992's erotic drama Naked Lies, and for her time as Playboy's Playmate of the Year. But you could call her cheap, and she was not Meryl Streep, that's true. She spent so long under the knife, but she did something with her life. Children's TV became, for Timmy Mallet, a good way to display his undoubted natural talent for creating wackiness, which culminated in a hit with Itsy Bitsy Teensy Weensy yellow polka dot bikini. His glasses had red rims, but the kids still hated him, and on reflection they were almost certainly right. But he did something with his life. Boxing, where his skill in the ring gave him considerable success, but he aspired to be an intellectual, to be deep and to engage in philosophical debate. Oh, they said he looked a fool and was false and monocle, students laughed out of spite. But he did something with his life. Yeah, at least he did something with his life.
Yeah, his glasses had red rims and the kids all hated him, and on reflection they were almost certainly right. That's really good words. Yeah, so check those people out on MySpace, the Morning People. Okay, so folks, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Get in touch if you can, and take care. And that's it. Goodbye.